Good evening. I'm Erin McRorty with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The FBI has joined the effort to find a missing girl in Kotzebue. 10-year-old Ashley Johnson Barr was last seen the evening of September 6th, leaving a local park. Kotzebue police, state troopers, the Coast Guard, and numerous others have been looking for her since. The effort is being led by a state incident management team. Alaska State Trooper Communications Director Jonathan Taylor says the operation remains a search and rescue, and troopers sought help from the FBI for additional staffing and expertise.
With any search and rescue operation, a key part of that is looking into the circumstances surrounding the disappearance of the individual who is missing, and so we requested assistance from them.
Johnson Barr's cell phone was found on a street after her disappearance, and Taylor says it's being analyzed.
Ashley's cell phone was found about a half mile away from where she was last seen at Rainbow Park, and that is with investigators now. They're analyzing it, trying to determine if it's been damaged, if there's any information that they can glean from that.
Kotzebue is a compact community surrounded by a lot of water and open tundra, and Taylor says the search has been multifaceted.
Canvassing the area on land, by ATV, by air.
He says daily sweeps of the community are being conducted by professionals and numerous volunteers from Kotzebue and other communities.
We've had folks from all across the community and the region volunteer to assist. Yesterday, we had at least 50 people. We were, I believe, expecting at least that many today to help with the canvassing and search efforts.
Taylor emphasizes that the focus remains finding Ashley Johnson Barr safe and getting her home to her family. The pending nomination of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has raised the question of the court potentially reconsidering the legal right of women to terminate a pregnancy, established in Roe v. Wade. If the 1973 case is overturned, states would have more power to restrict abortion. But as Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, in Alaska, the right to abortion is stronger than it is in most other states.
What happens in Alaska if Roe v. Wade is overturned?
Well, the answer basically is nothing.
That's Anchorage attorney Kevin Clarkson. He says the state constitution, as interpreted by the Alaska Supreme Court, affirms a legal right that amounts to Roe v. Wade on steroids.
Basically, Alaska provides more protection for abortion rights than does the federal constitution. So if Roe versus Wade were overturned in Alaska, nothing would change.
Clarkson has represented the anti-abortion side in several Alaska cases. Roe v. Wade is built on the U.S. Supreme Court's finding of an implied right to privacy in the national constitution. But months before Roe in 1972, Alaska voters installed that right explicitly in their own state constitution. It's there in black and white. The right of the people to privacy is recognized and shall not be infringed.
Not only does this provision protect reproductive rights, it protects them as a fundamental right.
Attorney Janet Krebs of the Center for Reproductive Rights has worked on most of the important Alaska abortion cases. She agrees with Clarkson, the anti-abortion attorney, that if Roe v. Wade falls, it won't change anything for women in Alaska.
That won't be the case for women in other parts of the country.
Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.
State officials have settled on the terms of a natural gas sales agreement with ExxonMobil. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the agreement is not binding, but is intended to supply gas to the Alaska LNG pipeline. The state would not share a copy of the agreement, but officials say it contains key terms like gas volume and price. It's also linked to production at the massive Point Thompson field on the North Slope. The North Slope field, operated by Exxon and partially owned by BP, has been a point of contention between the state and the oil companies for decades. A 2012 legal agreement set a timeline for bumping up production. The state has agreed to suspend it as long as ExxonMobil and BP continue to negotiate gas sales agreements for the Alaska LNG project. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrody.